话语时间给麦牧师。
Brothers and sisters, the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣基督的平安与你们同在。
I can't remember the last time I preached for the Chinese congregation not in a combined worship service.
我不记得曾经在中文堂讲道，除了是联合崇拜的时候。
I was speaking with Minister Can about how good it is and how good it would be for us to get to know the brothers and sisters in both congregations and for them to know us.So she will be preaching in the English service today.
我们我和陈教士在谈的时候就觉得说，假如我们两边的英文堂跟中文堂有更多彼此认识的机会，那会非常的好。所以今天陈教士在英文堂讲道。
I know most of, if not all of you, and you know me, but it is still a great pleasure to have the opportunity to share what God has put on my heart today.And I'm very, very grateful to have this opportunity.
虽然我们彼此其实已经蛮认识的，但是我还是非常高兴今天有这个机会来跟大家分享神的信息。
That's kind of an understatement. I am thrilled to be here today. There's been a lot going on in the world.
目前整个世界动荡不安。
The former Prime Minister of Japan was assassinated a few days ago.
就在几天前，前日本总理被刺杀、枪杀。
We know there have been shootings everywhere and a war going on in Ukraine.
在美国境内也连续不断地有群体的射杀的事件，然后在乌克兰有苏联跟乌克兰之间的战争。
There is, of course, the COVID virus, which continues to affect many lives.
那当然我们都知道全世界还在这个新冠疫情的威胁下。
It's easy to feel discouraged and sad, and it's understandable.
假如我们心中觉得很气馁，或者有时候觉得很伤心，这是能够了解的。
However, the Bible teaches us that Christians are equipped for these kinds of situations.
但是圣经教导我们，基督徒是有得了装备，有能力面对这充满挑战的时代。
In every situation,
在所有的情况下，
we are empowered by the Holy Spirit,
我们有圣灵的帮助，
who is our encourager, our comforter, and reminder of the things that Jesus taught.
他是我们的保惠师，是我们的安慰者。也是我们的教导者，使我们能够明了主耶稣基督所教导我们的事情。
He is one of the three persons in relationship with the Father and the Son.
他是三位一体神其中的一位格，他随时亲密的与圣父、圣子有亲密的关系，一同在引导我们。
One of the reasons that I'm excited to be here today is that I felt led to preach on a section of.That is recognized as one of the greatest, most powerful passages in all of the Bible, indeed of any literature that exists to mankind.
今天我非常的兴奋能够在这边分享，因为神带领我来看到这段经节，罗马书第八章是在所有的经文里面非常非常重要的一段。
Chapter 8 of Romans had a dramatic effect on my life and was one of the most important reasons for my leaving the vocation of opera singing and the other work that I had been doing to go to seminary and become a full-time minister.
这段经文对我自己的生命有非常大的影响。这圣灵借着这段经文让我觉得感受到我生命需要有改变，我就从演唱歌剧还有其他的工作当中退出来，进入全时间的装备跟侍奉。
It was all the Holy Spirit's doing when I began to sense a need for more in my life than singing opera or working in the business world.
这一切从头到尾都是圣灵的引导跟圣灵的动工。
So I want to start off by urging you, encouraging you to use the time that you have this summer to read this chapter and commit it to memory as best as you can.
首先我要鼓励你们在这一个今年的夏天 利用时间来读罗马书第八章，并且尽可能把它背下来。
I can tell you that I have met other pastors, other people in my life who have told me that God spoke to them the same way and said that they must memorize the book, chapter 8 in Romans.
我碰到过许多的传道人都跟我有这样的分享，他们都说罗马书第八章是为他们生命带来最大影响的经文。
The word of God here in this chapter will most definitely change you.
Sorry, say again.
The word of God here in this chapter will most definitely change you.
对，这段经文必定会改变你的生命。
I can't tell you how, but it will change you.
我不知道它会怎么样改变你，但是它会的。
And God will change you in the ways of His own choosing.
神会用他特别对你的方式来改变你。
I can tell you, it will be exciting, but it will also be terrifying.
这个改变是你可以觉得要期待的，但是当然心中有时候会有点害怕。
Because God demands our full attention and our full involvement in life, no matter the cost.
因为我们知道神期待着我们将我们的整个人我们的整个生命交给他。
So we're going to get into the first 11 verses today.
那我们今天就要看第八章的一到十一节。
The theme of chapter 8 of Romans has been described by many people with the word security.
罗马书第八章的主题有许多人用一个词来表达，就是平安或是稳当的安全感。
Raise your hand if you think security is important in life.
你觉得平安稳当是重要的人，请举手。
Right, I think we all agree.
我相信我们都同意。
It teaches us about the security we have now in Christ Jesus and into the life beyond.
这一段经文教导我们，我们在耶稣基督里的平安是现在有的，而且是要持到永恒。
That is a great reason to listen further and to read it with all of our attention.
这是一个非常可以说服我们要用我们的整个人整个心来读这段经文的理由。
If there's one thing we need as human beings at any time, but especially in times such as these, it is security.
在人类历史里面每一个人都在寻求这个，那尤其我们现在这正更是我们要找的东西。
But it's not the kind of security that comes from a savings account.
但是这个安全感不是因为银行里面足够的存款。
Rather, it comes from the kind of security that has our sins forgiven once and for all through Jesus Christ and being indwelt by the Holy Spirit, who is the seal of our souls into eternity.
这平安安稳的感觉是因着我们确信我们的罪在耶稣基督里已经被一笔勾销，而且有圣灵做印记在我们的心里，使我们确信我们有深深的安全感。
And this is the message we have in the first verse.
这就是第一节给我们的信息。
One of the greatest statements of security ever written.
一个没有比这个更能让人家觉得有确定有安全感的话语了。
There is therefore now.No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
No condemnation.
不再定罪。
We will not die for our sins.
我们不会因着我们的罪而死。
In Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里。
We are saved by Jesus from our sins.
我们在基督里已经从我们的罪中被拯救出来，被赎罪了。
Those that do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
那些不靠肉体行事，而是随从圣灵带领的人。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The New Testament mentions the Holy Spirit 90 times, and Paul mentions it some 18 times alone in this chapter.
新约圣经里提到圣灵有九十次，而保罗在他的保罗书信第八章里面就提到了十八次。
That is the importance he places on teaching us the significance of the Holy Spirit's effect on our lives.
从这里我们看到保罗要强调的如何是要靠着圣灵来影响我们的生命的改变。
At the same time, it's important to note the working of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one.
同时我们不要忘记这整章中保罗不断地强调圣父、圣子、圣灵同时进行、同时动工。
And we see this through the whole chapter, and as you memorize it, it will become more and more clear to you.
当你读这一章节而且去背诵、用时间静下来背诵它的时候你就会看到越来越清楚保罗要教导我们的。
So let us together this morning look at a few points together.With the leading of the Holy Spirit to guide us.
今天我们求圣灵引导我们，让我们来看这几节经文。
We'll go back to the first verse. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
我们再回到第一节所说的，在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的信徒们
，brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，when we hear these words, we offer praise of Hallelujah.
当我们听到这一断经节的时候，我们是不是会说赞美感谢主
？We are like criminals who are awaiting the verdict of the judge and hoping for the best, since we are guilty of sin.
我们是犯罪的刑犯，我们在等着法官来判决，因为我们是有罪而当死的。
The verdict returned is no condemnation.
其实我们听到的判决竟然是不被定罪了。
The defendant is found guilty, but Jesus Christ has paid the price of condemnation, and the defendant is righteous in him.
这个罪人虽是被判断是有罪的，但是他不会被受罚，因为耶稣基督已经为他承受了这个惩罚。
Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! No condemnation.
不定罪。
Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
And this is what our lives as Christians need to show.
这是我们一个被主拯救的基督徒的生命需要彰显出来的。
When you walk around this world, you say, I have been saved by Jesus Christ.
你要在你的日常生活当中就宣告说，我是被耶稣基督拯救的人。
I have hope.
我有盼望。
We are sons and daughters of God.
我们是神的儿子女儿
We give thanks with our lives.
我们为我们的生命而感谢神
I may have problems that I don't have answers to, but Jesus Christ has saved me, and I believe that there is hope.
虽然在我面对一些困难当中，有些我没有办法找到答案，但是我知道我是已经被救赎的，我对将来有盼望。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul's teaching here is truly gospel.
保罗这里的教导就是福音。
He's influenced by Jesus Christ.
他是受到耶稣基督自己的改变。
Indeed, Jesus spoke to him on the road to Damascus, and his life was changed forever.
耶稣基督在大马士谷的路上向保罗说话，保罗的整个生命就受主扭转过来。
And the words of Jesus to Nicodemus, another man who was changed forever, ring true here in these words.
我们也知道主耶稣对尼哥底母的对话当中的许多话语也在这一段里面重复出来。
Listen to the words of John, chapter 3, 3 to 8, and 16 to 18.
我们听约翰福音第三章三到八节。
I'll read it first in English through, and then Lee Chan can read it. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again,He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.Do not marvel that I tell you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Not condemned. This is Jesus speaking. And whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
约翰福音第三章第三节开始读。耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
We see the influence of Jesus' words and truth on Paul here. Do you hear that?
你们有听到保罗的所写的书信里面？
It's not Paul's words.
It's
Jesus, Jesus working in Paul to speak. Amen?
所以并不是保罗的话，而是主的在保罗里面动工，使他说出来。
We are inspired by the words, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, knowing that Jesus himself had spoken them and lived them, as we read in the next verses of Romans chapter 8. And that is what Paul is going to talk about.
耶稣自己说的，在耶稣基督里的不被定罪了，他自己的生命就是这样子活出来，为我们被定罪，我们在他里面就不被定罪了。
I mentioned that there were 18 times at least in this chapter that Paul mentions the Spirit. So let's go through these verses and just keep your ears attuned to that. But listen to the Spirit of God speaking to us.
刚刚我们提到在这章里面有18次提到圣灵，所以我们现在专注的来再看。
So Paul goes on and he says this, there's a new law, one which God gave through his son, and it's called the Spirit of life.
保罗说，现在有一条新的律法，这个新的律法是透过他的儿子设立的，这是生命的律法的律。
No condemnation.
没有定罪。
Spirit of life.
只有是生命的灵。
And this spirit of life is the power of Jesus and the Holy Spirit at work in what we know as the gospel.
这个是生命的灵，就是在耶稣基督里的能力，也是我们知道福音所带来的盼望跟大能。
He condemned sin in his flesh by his death on the cross, so that we would become righteous through his blood.
主耶稣在十字架上的死，承受了有罪肉体的死刑，让我们因着他所流的血，就得为称义。
To remember the spirit of life.
我们要记住这个是生命的灵。
And therefore,
因此
in view of such great love and mercy, no condemnation for you. You deserve it, but I saved you because I love you.
因此，我们在神的大爱跟怜悯之下，我们不要忘记，我们应该是该死的，但是我们不会受到该死的刑罚，因为主耶稣代替了我们。
Because Jesus is my Savior.Because he loved me and showed mercy to me, we who belong to Christ walk in the Spirit.
因为耶稣基督爱我，为我而死，所以我们这些跟随他的人就活在圣灵里面。
This means that we set our minds, Paul says, on the things of the Spirit.
这表示说我们要将我们的心思意念朝着神。
Spiritual mindedness is life and peace. These are the words that we read in God's Word.
当我们的心专注在圣灵的引导下的时候，我们就会活出平安、喜乐、有盼望的生活。
And this life and peace that we have is both now and into eternity.
这个平安不是只有今天，而是直到永恒。
That, brothers and sisters, is God's definition of security.
这就是神的子民们在他里面有真正平安的定义。
And I'm going to set my mind on the Spirit because of what Jesus means to me.
我要将我的心思意念转向专注在耶稣基督跟神的身上。
As Christians, and I hope that this is all of us here today, we are in the Spirit.
我盼望我们在座的每一位信徒，我们都住在神的灵里面。
Not in the flesh.
而不是活在肉体里。
If the Spirit of God dwells in you.
假如圣灵有内住在你里面。
These are things that we need to check all the time in our lives. Am I living? Am I speaking? Am I doing everything in my life in the Spirit, with the mind of the Spirit in Christ?
我们要随时不断地检查自己，求圣灵光照我们，让我们看看我们自己的所行所说，是不是一个住在圣灵的人所表现出来的。
In these words, Paul says, having the Spirit of Christ identifies us as His.
Can you say it one more time?
Okay, sure. Having the Spirit of Christ identifies us as His.
住在我们内心里的圣灵就印证我们是属于他的。
If Christ is in us,
假如基督在我们里面，
our body may be dead because of our sinful nature.
我们的身体虽然会因为罪的结果而逐渐衰败，
but the Spirit is life because of the righteousness we possess in Christ.
但是圣灵是我们的生命，是因为我们住在他里面。
And we go back to chapter 3 of John, where Jesus speaks and helps us to see this clearly. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
我们回到主耶稣跟尼哥底母所说的第六节说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
We must be born again in the Spirit.
我们必须在灵里面重生。
The birth we have when we come into the world is one birth, but we need to be born again in the Spirit through belief in Jesus Christ and His salvation.
我们从母胎所出的是一个生，但是现在我们必须在耶稣基督的灵里再一次被生，重生。
That is a message for the people who are confused about their identity today.
今天我们有许多人非常的混淆，不知道他是属男还是属女，这个都是要我们他们只能从神的话语里面去找到答案。
We needn't be surprised when we see people confused about who they are when Christians are not telling them the truth that comes from God's word.
当基督徒没有出去向不认识他的人传扬福音的时候，我们就不能因想说这些人怎么会这么搞不清楚呢？那是我们的责任，我们没有向他们传扬神的信息。
So just like Nicodemus, people need to know you must be born again.
就像尼哥底母一样，他需要主耶稣基督告诉他，你需要重生。
How could that possibly happen?
他们可能会问，这怎么能发生呢？
And then we tell them that it's a spiritual rebirth through the forgiveness of our sins in Jesus.
我们就必须要告诉他们，这是透过圣灵的，从灵里面的重生。
Let us get together, take a close look at the message of this last verse, number 11, and its powerful implications for our lives today.
我们现在一起看最后一节，第十一节，然后看它如何在我们的生命里面彰显。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
There are two amazing truths that we take away from this verse.
在这里有两个重要的真理，至少有两个重要的真理。
Number one, that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of those who believe in him.
第一，那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的灵，现在是住在你我的心里。
If that is true, then the Spirit will also quicken life into your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
假如我们相信那是真的，那这一个灵将来也是现在到将来会在我们这个必死的肉体上面，也会使我们更新，得新的生命，新的力量。
That means as Christians that the Holy Spirit is empowering us, he indwells us.
这就是我们基督徒在心里有圣灵内住的人，他就得到神给我们的力量。
The second point.
第二点。
The same power that was at work through Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, from the grave, will be at work in us in the great day of resurrection at Christ's return.
那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的，也将要在那一天，当主再回来的时候使我们也复活。
The great preacher and theologian John Stott said this, How can we be so sure about our resurrection from the dead? Because of the nature of the indwelling spirit. He is not only the spirit of life, as mentioned in verse 2, but also the spirit of resurrection. For he is the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead.Therefore, the God whose spirit he is, namely, he who raised Christ from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies and will do it through his spirit who lives in you.
有名的神学家 John Stott 说，我们怎么能确信将来会从死里复活呢？因为那是住在我们里面的圣灵印证给我们的。他不仅是赐给我们生命的灵，更是使人复活的灵，因为他就是那使基督复活的灵，因此那使基督复活的灵将来会使你复活，也赐生命给你，并这就是借着他的圣灵的大能在我们身上会实现的。
I don't know about you, but that really humbles me to think the same powerThat is in my Lord Jesus Christ, that was in him to bring him back from the dead, is going to be at work in me to bring me back from the dead and bring me into the presence of Almighty God. Amen?
这个真理真的是让我觉得 我哪怎么能配有这样子在耶稣基督里从让他从死里复活的灵今天也住在我心里要为我做同样的事。
These are the things I'm talking about when we get into this chapter and we read these things that really just fill us with excitement, but also bring us to our knees.
所以当我们读这些经文的时候，不但使我们心中欢喜雀跃，更是使我们屈膝敬拜神。
And so given all of this blessing that God has given to us as a gift, undeserving,that we as Christians should be living lives that are showing the joy that we have in not being condemned, given life in the Spirit, no longer walking in our old ways, but in the Spirit of Christ, until one day we will be raised up from the grave by the same power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave. Hallelujah!
Amen. 所以呢，当我们想到这些，我们不配的人领受到神这样的恩典跟他的大能在我们的里面的时候，我们就真的是要定义活出那样的生活，是一个荣耀神、有喜乐、宣扬他、有盼望的生活，让我们每天的生活里面都能说赞美主、赞美主、哈利路亚。
Are we living that way?
我们有这样过每天的日子吗？
Well, sometimes it's hard.
有时候是蛮困难的。
But what are the signs of a spirit-led walk in Christ.
让我们来看，按着圣灵行走的人是有行出来什么样的样式。
In his book, Mystery of the Holy Spirit, A.W. Tozer wrote a chapter called Walking in Agreement with the Spirit.
A.W. Tozer 写的一本书名字叫做《与圣灵同行的生活》。
He writes, How can I walk in holy fellowship with the Holy Spirit? I tell you, be engrossed with Christ. Honor Christ, and the Holy Spirit will honor you.
他说，要过着与圣灵同行同步的生活，必须是以基督为中心，时时荣耀基督的生活。当我们过这样的生活的时候，圣灵就在我们里面帮助我们，也把我们带到一个非常被他重视跟宝贝的地位上。
When I read this, I was gripped by the Holy Spirit.
当我读这个时候，我真的觉得圣灵就抓住了我的心。
It touched my heart with these words, to be engrossed with Christ.
我就想什么叫做 engrossed? I don't have a good word to, 就是完全的 be in love.
Yeah.
完全的爱基督。
Mm-hmm. So it means that he has us completely.
他,
Jesus, you have me.I'm yours.
就是让他完全的拥有我，我是属于他的。
We're possessed with him.
他，我们是属于他的。
We're in love with him.
我们爱他。
He takes over our thoughts.
他掌管我们的思想。
Over our minds.
我们的意念。
Over our souls, our bodies, our time, our work, our plans, our everything.
我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体。我们的工作，我们的每一件事都在他里面。
We honor Christ, and the Holy Spirit will honor us in ways we cannot imagine.
当我们遵从圣灵的时候，神就会用我们意想不到的方式来祝福我们，带给我们人眼中看的荣耀，或是神眼中看要给我们的好的东西。
On July 4th, we had a group of believers from our church walk in the parade in Ridgefield Park.
美国国庆日七月四号的时候，我们有一小群人在 Ridgefield Park 这边参加他们的国庆游行。
We had signs proclaiming Christ and handing out flyers to people about Jesus in the park. Why? Because Jesus is what our lives are all about.
我们在参加游行的时候，我们有挂很多的旗子，还有我们教会的名字，然后我们发公园儿童事工的传单。为什么我们要这样做呢？因为我们要宣扬耶稣基督在我们身上的作为。
And I'll never forget this, but there was a man on the side of the road on Main Street among all the crowd who was smiling ear to ear.
那一天在旁边观赏游行的人当中，有一位男士，他的脸充满了笑容，那个嘴巴笑的英文叫做 ear to ear， 就嘴巴很大，就在笑。
He was moving towards us, and his body was shaking with excitement.
他向着我们走过来，你可以看出来他充满了兴奋。
I looked at him and I said hello, and he said, "Yeah."J.C. J.C.
我跟他说：“嘿，你好。”他就很大声地说 ：“J.C. J.C. Yes.”
He said with great emotion in his voice, "Jesus saved me 25 years ago, and He never let me down." This is on Main Street in a parade.
他跟我说：“耶稣基督25年前拯救了我，他从来没有让我失望过。”
That is what A.W. Tozer meant with being engrossed with Christ.
这就是刚刚我们念到 A.W. Tozer 所说的全人属于耶稣的一个表象。
And that man's face is the face of one who's filled with the Holy Spirit, has the mind of Christ, has the mind of the Holy Spirit, walks in the Spirit, who has the Spirit of Christ, beaming out into the world.
所以那位男士就是这样子，他有耶稣基督住在他里面，他的心思意念是属于耶稣基督的， 他的所表现出来的容貌就是一个属于耶稣基督的人的喜乐，他就是一个完全属于耶稣基督的人。
So brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
dearly beloved,
神所爱的子女们，
May God's Holy Spirit quicken our hearts.
愿神的圣灵复苏更新我们的心。
He gave his only son for us because of God's great love for us.
他因着自己的爱将他的独生子赐给我们。
He works especially in times of trouble.
在我们有困难的时候，他尤其要彰显他的爱给我们。
When we're feeling the least secure.
当我们觉得非常的没有安全感，没有平安的时候，
Don't ever forget he comes in power in those moments to renew our strength in him.
不要忘记，就在那样的时刻里，他要进到我们的里面来，使我们灵命复苏，使我们得力量。
And may Romans 8 change our church today so that we are not the same as we once were.
盼望罗马书第八章的话语改变我们每一个人的心，改变我们的教会，我们不再是一样的。
But because of Jesus Christ our Savior, we are renewed through the Spirit to be His witnesses.
因着耶稣基督，我们得更新，我们成为他有力的见证人。
May God transform us through His Holy Spirit.
愿神借着他的圣灵改变。
The Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us.
愿他的圣灵住在我们里面。
Shining the light of Christ on the outside.
使我们能够将耶稣基督的亮光彰显出去。
To His glory and praise both now and forever.
愿荣耀跟赞美永远归于他。
JC, JC man, Jesus Christ saved me and never let me down.
耶稣基督，耶稣基督救了我，他从来这些年来都没有让我失望过。
Spirit of God,
神的灵啊，
upon our hearts.
求你降临在我们的心里。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, 麦牧师。